BlackRock Broadcasting presents Two Brothers, One Pilot.
Two brothers talking about all the pilots you're not sure if you really want to see, but then you're like, I'm interested to see what other people talk about, but I'm not really sure if I'm interested in that. But then I'm going to say, oh, you know what? I'm going to listen to these two random guys who think they know what they're talking about. And I'm going to be like, yay or nay.
Welcome back to another episode of Two Brothers,
One Pilot.
I'm Tim.
And I'm Jax.
And this week, we watched The Wheel of Time.
All right. So, Tim, Amazon's new fantasy series. Mm-hmm, the first three episodes are out, and we've watched the first one. Tim, what did you bloody
like,
think?
Just like what we usually do. Just, you know, it's like however many episodes are out, we almost exclusively just do the first episode. And by almost, I don't know any other situation that we haven't just done the first episode.
Every podcast is somebody's first podcast, Tim.
This is actually my first podcast. I'm actually a bit nervous about it. So I thought maybe, you know, so everyone's on the same page, I'll just give the cheeky description. So Moiraine, or Moiraine, or who cares, is a member of a magical organization. And and they take five young people on a journey, believing that one of them might be the reincarnation of the dragon, a powerful individual prophesied to save the world or destroy it. How good does that sound, Jax? How good on paper or 1 to 7 books? I didn't do too much research. Does that sound good?
14 books, but yeah.
How good does that sound, Jax?
Tim, that sounds incredible. That sounds classic high fantasy. Mm. That sounds like the kind of rollicking adventure that I would be excited and I would love to watch. Tim, I have heard about The Wheel of Time for many, many years. Podcast I love, Movie Maintenance, did one on it years and years and years ago, and I listened to it because I was like, I'm never going to read those 14 books. I'm just going to listen to them talk about it. And I re-listened to that yesterday in hype for the show. Whoa, so there was a couple of spoilers here or there, but really they were just talking about the whole book series. And I got so, so excited, Tim.
Yep.
So hot damn, when I watched the first 3 minutes of this, like the cold open of this show, and I was suddenly like, this is one of the worst pieces of shit I've ever seen. It's bland, disgusting, completely uninspired. And honestly, it's one of the worst. This is why people don't like fantasy. It's stuff like this.
Yeah.
And it made me realize 100%. That we're lucky to have at least 5 or 6 good seasons of Game of Thrones. And maybe I've got to revisit that show because this sucked so much, Tim.
Yeah. And it's funny that you actually mention that the ending of Game of Thrones might not live up to the hype, because we're actually putting together a new podcast, Top and Tail, where we top the shop of a show. We watch the pilot and we watch the finale. And we're like, does it hold up? Is it good? And, you know, we'll get to Game of Thrones eventually, but check that out, linked below. Now, I thought I'd start this episode by sort of giving a spoiler description of this episode as I was watching it, because I don't have too much to say about this disgrace of content. But I do have, let's call it a spoiler / pop culture description of this. And you're bloody ready, Jax? I would like to ask that you can audibly react, but don't interrupt, because the way I've written it, there's a bit of a flow and I'm not sure I'll be able to pick it up.
Okay, so I just won't react, and then at the end, say and scene, then I will scream or react. All
incredible.
Right?
All right, so okay, yes. So perfect. So so here we go. So at the start of the episode, we're introduced to Zuko from Avatar, who's hunting the Avatar just before the baddies do, just before the baddies. And then a sorcerer's like, I've seen Dune. This is only female magic, baby. And then a girl is thrown off a cliff into a river and chooses to trust it. And by trusting the river, survives. And then Aragorn rocks up at a pub where they all, obviously, all the main plot characters live. And then they're like, we're Game of Thrones, baby. We do sex scenes. We're bloody doing it. And then Rosamund Pike's like, I think Frodo is here, but I'm not sure which one he is. He's one of the hobbits, but I'm not sure his name yet. And we're also doing that in a bath scene. Very reminiscent of when Melisandre was in a bath scene, almost pointlessly, just going, we're kind of going to do nudity, but we're not. And then Hayden Christensen's ugly cousin is like, Hayden, my man, don't stress. I know you've gotten a lot of shit for your love scenes, but don't worry. I can do worse love scenes. And then moments after that, Voldemort arrives on what I can only assume is a horse ring wraith. And then Gandalf arrives into town and the kids bloody love him. But it turns out Gandalf's actually a bit of a sleaze. And then after that, we go into the forest where the production design team are like, remember when the White Walkers killed all those like horses or whatever and shaped them really like dramatically and effectively in season 3? Let's just do that. But why don't we just do it worse? That sounds like a good idea. And preceding that, we get some classic Wheel of Time analogies, far too reminiscent of the I'm going to break the wheel speech that Danny does. Then, honestly, I actually got nothing for this next bit because I was like, oh, this scene's actually fucked. This is actually pretty good. This is pretty good. And then I'm like, wait a minute, I'm back, baby. Because the cinematographer was clearly like, I've played Skyrim, or at least I've watched the first scene of Skyrim, so let's just do that. And then there's a big old battle, and then they made the final end of it just a little too easy, where they're like, all right, we're putting the Fellowship together, and it's the Third Age. Really? Of all the ages to pick, you're just picking the one that already is really popular in pop culture? And scene.
Tim, you've had some amazing rants. You've had some incredible insight into episodes. People should go back and listen to The Tick rant that Tim did, which was quite scathing, but just a little bit angry and rude. This is a thorough breakdown and an absolute annihilation of the Wheel of Time. Every single thing you said, I was like, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh he's got him, oh he's got him, oh Gandalf rides in, he's got it, this has happened, he's got it, and oh yeah. I didn't realize until you were listing everything how completely derivative and completely just disgustingly stolen it is from just everything. And then I will say the only moment of the episode, the action sequence with some incredible looking monsters, the Trollocs that they are called, that's pretty effective. But I've got to be honest, I've been pretty tired. Got up at 4:30 to get to work, but I did fall asleep during the episode, during the fight scene, and I woke up and the episode was over. So it kind of been that good.
Wow.
So I had to go back and watch the last 20 minutes again.
I think the shock of the battle, it does seem to sort of come out of nowhere. And we won't reveal when it happens, but obviously I did say that was a spoiler-free spoiler description, so
And honestly, you shouldn't care because this show is terrible. If you want to see a really good fantasy show, you're going to have to wait 10 more years for them to reboot this series after it gets cancelled
after
season one.
Yeah, it's
a travesty.
I don't usually look up too much before we start recording because I want my ideas to be fresh. But I did look up a pretty scathing review. I'm not going to read the review, but I will read the headline of this review.
Welcome to Two Brothers, One Pilot, where we just read other people's opinions and reviews.
Incredible. Jeff Bezos' Game of Thrones is destined to be forgotten.
For a second, I'm like, what? Jeff Bezos? Oh, because of Amazon.
That is the title of this review.
Wow,
and
that's incredible.
I'm like, that is the greatest thing I've ever read in my entire life, because I can only presume, as it's pretty obvious, I haven't read The Wheel of Time. I can only presume that reading those books, I would only find this show more offensive. It's like, surely neither of us have read them. And I can't imagine why I would after this, but There's some characters. So let's go through the characters. So we've got Rosamund Pike, who's hunting the Avatar. We've got
sucks.
Yeah.
She's like essentially the main actor they've got, like the big name.
Yep.
And she's so boring and uncharismatic that like when she rides up in the horse in the cold open and they're all like doing a whole thing, I was just like, Like, I just knew the show was bad from then. Like, it couldn't come back
even
around.
The first so moment of the show where she's like, this is the plot, we're just going to tell you it. Even though literally later in the episode, we're just going to say the same thing. In case you've maybe forgotten and fallen asleep, and then you're just waking up at the end going, oh yeah, okay, cool, we're here. All right, sweet. Compare that to when Katara opens Avatar, and she's like, and then the Fire Nation attacked. And it's just like, it's so poetic. It's narration. It's pretty much the exact same thing that they're saying.
It's simple plot building and world building.
It's incredible. And Rosamund Pike looks like she doesn't understand a single word that she's saying. And
yeah, she's about as tired as I am.
Yeah.
But she's getting paid and in the show, which is, you know, worse than sitting on your couch after 12 hours of work, you know. it's just disgraceful, and I think her casting is really bad.
Yeah,
and then everyone else is a nobody, and they're all completely uncharismatic.
Take that, Roose Bolton. Take that.
Oh, actually, you know, that's how you know the show's terrible, when Roose Bolton is in your show and you forget. Actually, I have one note. Roose Bolton smiles in this episode, and that really freaked me out. I was like, he's not allowed to smile. That's gross and weird.
Yeah.
Why have they cast him as like a nice, happy
dad?
I
was secretly hoping that he was going to be a vampire in this. Nod to the vampire theory in Game of Thrones.
That would be so random.
Yeah, it's a bit of a random thought, but there's not much to think about when you're talking about this for 15 minutes, is there? So you've then got the evil sorceress, and she's like, she comes in and she's like, you're a man, you've stolen the female's power. And I'm like, okay, that's actually pretty interesting. If I hadn't literally just watched Dune like a week ago, I'd be like, that's a pretty interesting thought. Then I'm like, you know what? That's just that movie. And then we've got Hayden Christensen's ugly cousin, who it's uncanny.
And you know what's so crazy? I've already forgotten which guy that is. Is that the guy with the two kids that aren't his kids? That are his
what? No, it's the guy who looks like Hayden Christensen.
Yeah, Tim, I found this very forgettable. I was on my phone within 15 minutes.
He's like the main
Tim,
guy.
I was so excited for this, Tim. It's people are like, it's the new Game of Thrones, but it's more like The Witcher. It's going to be incredible. I was so excited, Tim. And as soon as it started, I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, 100%. I pay for Amazon Prime yearly because I'm like, why not? Just get it out of the way. Yeah. I've got, this podcast will be released on Monday.
Yep.
On Tuesday, I'm due to renew that subscription. I don't know I will.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if I will.
But what about Alex Rider, Tim? Have you finished watching Alex Rider?
No, let's skip to our famous segment. What have been watching that we've been watching? I haven't. Have you continued watching that show?
Yes, I watched it all in one sitting.
What?
And it was... Well, you know, I didn't watch the first, you know, well, we break to do the podcast. But then I watched episode 2 to episode whatever. And it is... perfectly ordinary, and I would say about on par of Wheel of Time, except that I have nostalgia for the books, and so sometimes I was like nodding, kind of satisfyingly. It's the bit with the snowboard now.
Yeah, nice.
And there is a twist towards the end of what the whole story is and the revelation of it all, with the crazy James Bond nature of it all. And I was like, that is a lot of fun. Maybe this show should be fun and good then, because that's a great idea.
Yeah,
So yeah, 2 out of 10.
Incredible.
I watched it all for some reason.
Nice, amazing.
Back to Wheel of Time.
No, we're not going to talk about that for too much longer, though, I hope.
No.
So yeah,
I just wanted to say, Tim, what did you think about the monster design? Because that is pretty cool, Joe.
I thought that it was quite shocking. It felt like Minotauri, like I was playing like Heroes of Might and Magic, and I've like the dungeon 100%. Team or whatever. And... I thought that was actually, like, pretty strong, if I'm being honest. If there is one thing to say about this that's good, it looks stunning. Like, it looks completely incredible, in my opinion.
Yeah, and that makes it all the more tragic that we're now going on a magical adventure where one of these four peasants will be the chosen one. And I'm like, I know which one it is, and I couldn't give a shit.
Yeah, wow.
Like, I really couldn't care. I don't think anyone else should care. If you're going to have all these guys in a little village off to a journey straight away like this, you've got to have some great chemistry and storytelling.
Yeah,
there's 100%. A really shocking moment that happens in the battle, and I just went, I don't care. Maybe you should have had more than 4 seconds with these characters.
Yeah.
And there's like terrible dialogue like, hey, let's have a drink. We're all drinking. Oh, no, but we're talking. We don't want to play a drinking game. And he's like, ha, 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 you're married. Your life's over. Ha, 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 that's your character backstory. Ha, ha, it's just one's a gambler.
I'm
one's
pretty
married,
sure that guy
one's
is,
just got no...
Yeah, that story. Guy's the guy that looks like the guy who can't die from Misfits, but like maybe like his brother, you know?
His evil twin brother, yeah.
His
evil twin
brother, exactly.
He's the only one that I thought maybe I'm going to be interested in later, you know?
Interesting. Yeah, I don't think there's anyone in this that I'm interested in, if I'm being perfectly honest.
Tim, if I told you which one is going to be the chosen one, you'd be disgusted.
Yeah, I thought it was actually going to be all four of them.
Tim, maybe it is.
Yeah.
Maybe it is.
Yeah, don't tell us on air, because, you know, if people do want to watch, let's not spoil that.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not going to. Yeah, no.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, this show is absolutely disgraceful. I would never recommend this to anyone. And it's disappointing that as we towards the end of Two Brothers, One Pilot and, you know, redirect into Top and Tail, this is one of the last things that we do. It truly disheartens me. It makes me pleased that we're moving on to shows that we've watched and have strong opinions about rather than just...
And like, you mean, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, don't necessarily like every show we're going to do, but, you know. Yeah, exactly.
Bit of a cheeky tease.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm referring to, but I'm sure eventually we'll do a show we don't like, you know. but for some reason I've watched the entirety of.
But yeah, just to end on this, this is a show I've been so excited to watch for so long. And I was really excited that we were going to get to do it before our 100th episode.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And to suddenly just realize as I'm watching that it's terrible. And so, Tim, you're not going to continue watching, I have to say.
I would.
Oh, I have to resume, sorry?
It's a strong no from me. It's a strong no.
Yeah, nice. Tim, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have a couple of beers and I'm going to hate watch the second and third episode. I might even hate watch it and then record my own solo YouTube videos where I just scream at the camera alone in my house and then release them on my new YouTube channel. Check out my new Dexter New Blood episodes coming out every week.
Are you gonna say the name of your YouTube channel, or are you just gonna be like, find it? Just, I bet, you know, it's up to you.
Oh, I don't
it's
know.
Up to you to find
you
it.
You can put a link in the description.
I'm not gonna put a link, Jack. I'm just gonna be like,
oh, come on, Tim, come on. Oh, man.
Yeah, it exists.
Help a brother out,
the
man.
The challenge is there for you all to try and find this.
No, it's called Space Cracker Media.
Amazing. All right, well, I'll definitely look forward to listening to that, because I just need a palate cleanser at this point. But I'll see you next time.
Catches.
This transmission was brought to you by BlackRock Broadcasting, a film and TV podcast network for you from us.
Have thoughts of your own about the episode? Have you read the books and hate this more? Most likely. Then why not join the conversation on our socials at BR Broadcast on Twitter, or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at BlackRock Broadcasting.
Want to keep up to date but not sure when our episodes get uploaded? That's all good, dude. Just subscribe on your favorite podcast app and you'll be notified instantly.